Verse 16 of Mark 1. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. When they had gone a little further thence, they saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship, mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left. They left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. Let's pray. Father, pray that you would bless this time of challenge, teaching, emphasis from your word. Pray that you'd lead and guide my mind, help me to be clear. And Holy Spirit, pray that you would apply things to hearts and lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. You know, as you look at this passage in James, or in Mark, James and John are in it. As you look at this passage in Mark, Jesus called them in verse 17, and they forsook their nets and followed him. And then he comes to James and John a little bit later in verse 19. It says, he called them and they left. You know, it'd be good if when God calls, we'd leave. There's some things that you ought to leave in your life that you may be messed up in and been involved with, or a crowd you ought to leave, or some habits you ought to leave, some places that you've been in a habit of going, I've been in a habit of going. You say, well, now I'm a Christian, I shouldn't be going over there. And that ought not to be a part of my life anymore, since I'm trying to be, God saved me, I'm born again, I'm a Christian now. I need to leave some things and get them out of your life. Sometimes habits, things that you know, places you go, people you hang around too much, and you say to yourself, you know, these people are really not a good influence on me. This situation's not a good situation. It's certainly not helping me be a better Christian. It's not helping me pursue the kind of life that God would want me to and that I want to pursue now as a Christian. And so you ought to leave. There are things that you ought to leave. Thinking with an emphasis too on college and talking to young people here, looking at that, young people, sometimes when God calls you to something, you know, there are things that you have to leave. You can't just keep going on and without sometimes leaving different things. He called them and they left. And you think about things that they left, and as you're trying to be a better Christian, you've got to leave a variety of things. It says he called and they left. It mentioned, point out to you, they left their family. James and John there, they had been raised in the Galilee area. Their family lived there. Everybody was there, and Jesus said, follow me, and they left. One of the things they left was their family. Sometimes, young people, you're going to go off Bible college someday. You're going to go off, and God's going to call you to leave and start a church someplace. And family's going to say, well, wait a minute. Why are you leaving? Why don't you stay here? I can think through my life. Sometimes my mother, well, Jim, why do you have to go so far away? Couldn't you just do that here? What was God's will that I go and do what God wanted me to do? Sometimes with family, there's situations where you say, no, I can't be a part of these types of family. And I'm not in favor of severing family ties. I want to do everything with my family I can. But sometimes with family, there's things I can't do with them anymore because I'm a Christian now. And so when God calls, I have to leave some things with the family. And I may be able to say, well, I can do this. And, I can show up for that, but then I'm going to have to leave before you start the other things because I'm a Christian now. And again, I have an unsaved brother. He and I have a good relationship. We're good friends. We talk on the phone regularly. We see each other regularly. But there's some things he does that I can't do because I'm a Christian. But we can play golf together, we do that, stop and visit them, so on kinds of things. I'm not saying you don't see them anymore. I'm saying there are some things with family, if I'm going to be a Christian, that I can't do. And at some point, you probably, if God calls you, there'll be some things there maybe, or maybe things with family that you have to leave. Not only that, they left the familiar. And sometimes God calls you to do different things, maybe teach a Sunday school class, maybe get into something new, working with a bus ministry, new project at the church, or go to Bible college, and you say, well, wait a minute, I don't know anything about this. This is unfamiliar to me. I don't, you know, I'm comfortable in what I'm doing. I'm not going to be comfortable teaching a Sunday school class. I'm not going to be comfortable working on that bus route. I'm not going to be comfortable going off to college or taking a step and going out and start a church or whatever. But they left the familiar. They knew the disciples, James and John. I mean, they knew Galilee. They knew that area well. They'd been raised there. They knew the lake. They knew the city. They knew the people. They were comfortable. Why leave? But God called them, so they left. And, you know, if God calls you to do something, asks you to step out, take a bigger role, whatever, in the church, or to go off and do something new, if God calls you, you need to leave sometimes your family, sometimes the familiar, sometimes your friend. They left their friends. You know, James and John went, but everybody else they knew. And you've got some bad friends, you know, friends that would not be a good influence on you. You need to leave when God calls you to do different things. And there's some folks, you know, are just better off when they call saying, you know, I'm busy right now. And sometimes even other Christians. You know, you get in a church, somebody negative, critical, complaining all the time, and they want to go out to eat after church. Boy, I don't know. I think I'm pretty tired. And, you know, there's some friends that I don't want to hear that stuff. Say, well, somebody can find fault. Well, anybody can find fault. You don't have to be anything to find fault. You know, be a critic. Critics are a dime a dozen. And was it Bobby Knight that said one day, you know, sports writers are real critical. He said, most of us learned to write by the time we were in second grade, and then we went on to other things. And maybe is Bobby Knight a good person to use up here? I don't know. There's some aspects of his character and so on that I admire. There's some things about him that I don't much admire. But you wind up leaving your family sometimes, your familiar, your friends, the fame. They were respected as small businessmen there in the area of Galilee. I mean, they were successful. I mean, they had a good job. They were respected. I mean, oh, James, John, you know, the sons of Zebedee. And yeah, man, that's a good crew. They went off, followed Jesus. Nobody knew them. They left their finances, their job. They were stable. They were successful. They had a good situation there and financially. And Jesus said, come and follow me. And again, the thing with young people, maybe God calls you Bible school and you say, well, I don't know how I'm going to pay for that. Well, work. Trust God. Now, normally when I pray for money, God sends me work. That seems to be how it happens in my life. Sometimes I prefer maybe just give me the money without the work, but it doesn't usually happen that way. You know, God... sometimes when I've not been able to work, God's just sent money. But most of the time in my life through the years, when I've prayed for finances, God sent me work. But anyhow, they left their finances there and said, well, God, if you know, we'll trust you. We'll do what you want us to do. They left the conveniences. They left James, and they left their father there in the boat and the servants. Hey, they had servants, right? And they went to following Jesus, so instead of having servants, they became servants. And if you're going to be a Christian, if you're going to be in a ministry, I mean, the ministry means to serve. And being, you say, well, I'm not in the ministry, I'm just a layman. Every Christian's in the ministry. Every Christian ought to be ministering to others, serving others, helping others. And, you know, if I'm a Christian and I'm involved in the church, it's not about somebody waiting on me. It's about me trying to wait on somebody else. It's not about trying to get somebody to serve me. It's about me saying, I wonder if there's someplace I could help there in the ministry. I wonder if I could be a blessing to the bus route. Maybe I can't visit or I can't write. Maybe I could make cookies every, you know, once a week or every other week. Maybe I could get a list and pray for those kids. But I want to have something to do. I want to be a blessing. I want to be serving. And if God calls you, you wind up leaving family sometimes, familiar, friends, fame, finances. Point F, conveniences. That was the only way I could get an F there for the last one. And but the finances, the conveniences. But when God calls you, you ought to leave. There's nothing down here you can hang on to that's permanent anyhow. Read, I think, in Psalms today or yesterday or something, you know, when you leave it all. When we die, we leave it all. It's obviously true. Old story about the rich man died. Somebody said, I wonder how much he left. His buddy said, I guess he left it all. Every one of us will. No point in trying to hang on to what's temporary. Say, oh, I want to hang on to this ice cube, so I'll have it later, you know. You're not going to have it later. It's going to be gone. Yes, sir. Whatever you're trying to hang on to in this world that's keeping you from serving God is going to disappear like that ice cube. You're not going to be able to hang on to it. Father, bless our lives. Help us to leave things that would hold us back from being the Christians that we ought to be and to follow and serve you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.